Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQRS, TV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you see the face that's made for radio, head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page is where we're streaming live. All you got to do is hit the play button, and you should be good to go. If you missed the show this morning, that is on the right side of the page. What an informative show that was with Canadian frontline nurse, Ms. Nurse Kristen, that we had on, and telling us about what's been going on up there for the past couple of years. She's been also on the front line with the protests that are going on there and has shared some of those things. And really is concerned that now she's going to be targeted just for being up there, just like they said. This is going to come to your families. They're going to do it just like they did the January 6th. And so they continue to need our support up there. So be sure and check that out. We're also streaming live on beforeitsnews.com. Actually, we're not, because we've had to change things up today, so we don't have the video portion of the radio show. Let's just skip that. That's just the way I'm on there. Sorry about that. I'm filling in for Bradley today. Got a little messed up here because our connection didn't make it for whatever reason, and it's probably on my end, but it hasn't been a problem before with GCN, so we're doing it all by phone. We're going to have a guest on with us in the second segment of the show. His name is Vince, and we're going to be introducing him in a little bit, because something that he's recently done and something he's continued to do down in the state of Florida is he has been going after pedophiles. So we're going to give him the platform here across the country to tell what he's doing, and one of the latest catches he's got has come right out of the Department of Homeland Security. You're not going to believe the response of DHS and his boss at the TSA when he called him to tell him what he was engaged in. You're not going to believe it. You really aren't. Some of you are going to be shocked. And I was going to try to play the audio just so you could hear it for yourself. But of course we're down in that area. In any case, let me tell you about something that we do have going on. If you want to support the Sons of Liberty, on the internet, on the radio, and as Bradley's family, right now they're out in Tennessee, and they go around the country. They're going to be in Florida, by the way, doing some presentations out there on our Christian and constitutional heritage. If you want to help support that kind of a change, then go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There's a donate button at the top of the page. Click on that, make a one-time donation. Or you can slide over to the left side of the page where it says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. That's our monthly supporters. We have many of you out there, and we thank you for your support. You can click on that and set that up as well, get some goodies from the stores and discounts, stuff like that. Be sure to check that out. And then in our store this week, we are highlighting Bradley's My War comic book. This is not like a comic book like you get at a comic store. You know, that raggedy old paper and everything. This is some high quality paper. Very stiff. It's like it is a book. And, it was illustrated by former DC Comics artist Danny Buonanotti. It's normally $12 in the store this week through Saturday at midnight. You can pick up one for 25% off and use the promo code COMIC25. COMIC25, one word, gets you 25% off of that. And then, you know, you guys have seen the new Dangerous Freedom t-shirt. They're just beautiful. They're in our store as well. They're 20 bucks. We've also got some long sleeves coming in. Some of you have requested those. So be sure to check that out in the Sons of Liberty store, which you can also access at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, a couple of stories that are out today. Bradley's got one. Funny how that works. Woman confronts the hypocrisy of the school board with pictures. You know how they want to put the mask on the children, right? But they want to go out to their parties and everything else and say, the rules are for thee, but not for me, right? Well, she does that. So be sure to check that out. Top the page right now on Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check that out. There's also a North Carolina woman. She had a parking ticket. The cop arrested her, okay, he yanks her out of the car and tosses her on the ground, shattering her teeth, some bones in her face. She's cuffed. Now that cop's in jail. Good. Because every bad cop ought to be held to the same standard as everybody else. A badge and a gun, a political office, or whatever should not make you different under the law. Whether you're a redneck like me, it doesn't make you any different. Under the law applies to all equally, at least it should, okay? Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, documents reveal the U.S. spent $22 million promoting anti-Russian narrative in the Ukraine and abroad. Where did we give them the authority to take $22 million of our money and go create propaganda in other countries? Where did we do that? I don't remember that in the U.S. Constitution anywhere. And yet we're doing it, aren't we? We're doing that very thing. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you didn't get a chance to see this issue with the RCMP, that's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police up there, I'm calling them Dudley Do-Rights right now, because they are not serving the people. They are terrorizing the people. That's also at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Read some of the texts they said about the woman who was trampled over there, under their horses, where they just rode through the crowd, and there was another man, I think, that was trampled as well. Did they care about that? No, they said, wait and give us our turn for it. That's awesome. Go read the text for yourself. You people who blindly want to follow anybody with a badge and a gun and say, well, they have authority. Not if they're acting lawlessly, they don't. There is no authority in that. They're lawless. And they're acting at the commands of a tyrant. So be sure to check those things out. Now, what we're going to be talking about when we come back with our friend Vince down there in Florida is We're going to be talking about what he does. And he goes after pedophiles, and he gets them on camera. And he's turning them over. He's in the process. He's in that process of bringing justice, the very thing that the Sons of Liberty say is missing, the very thing that the Word of God says is the foundation of who God himself is. Righteousness and justice are part of his character. And so we're going to bring Vince on. We're going to talk about him in this hour. So you guys hang on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, you want to make a comment, or you got a question maybe for Vince as we bring him on, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hang on, and we'll be back after the break.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You want to call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I think we're going to have a new friend here in my guest here, Vince. If you guys want to check him out, go to YouTube and put in Florida Ped Chaser, P-E-D-C-H-A-S-E-R. The top video that you'll see there is the one mainly we'll focus on, but I want Vince to tell us a little bit about what he does. And he does this, because he believes it's the right thing to do. And he wants to make sure that these guys never harm any kids. He's trying to get and deal with these guys before they actually get their hands on the kids. And so it's my privilege to welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Vince, who is the Florida Ped Chaser. Hey, Vince, how are you, man?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we had the connection problem there, and I still don't know what it is. We're going to try to resolve that. It's never been a problem before. I just hit it, but we were on early and trying to sort that. But I'm glad we got you on the phone. Now, what people will find when they go to Florida Ped Chaser on YouTube is they're going to find this, the first video you've got up, which you live streamed 2 weeks ago. And when they watch it, some of them are going to sit here, and I think they're going to feel a little surreal at what they see and hear. Like, are any of these people that you're sharing this or that you actually forced the guy to share the information with, are they even listening to what the guy is confessing to doing? Because they act like this. You're acting like the guy had a hangnail and he scratched your, you know, shirt or something like this. Can you tell us before we get into that, what got you into doing what you're doing, and how long have you been doing this pedophile chasing?
Okay, well, basically, I got into it because I have two survivors in my family, very, very close family of mine. And so I didn't know that this was actually a thing that people did, that actual civilians were doing. And in Florida, there's hardly anybody doing it at all. So I was doing it when I lived in Miami, before I even got the GoPro, before I was getting it on video or anything. And I was basically, I was just doing it, you know, confronting the individuals. And I would go and I would report to the police the incident. But when I found out that there was actually people that were doing this, a few people around the country, I went and I got me a GoPro, which I wear as a body cam, and I started recording these creeps so I would have solid evidence to turn into the police. And, it took off from there.
Okay, all right. So you got an issue to where this comes out of somebody in your family's been targeted by a pedophile. Is that right? Did I understand that correct?
Two of them, and they never got justice because the perpetrator passed away before anything could happen.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this latest guy that you're dealing with right now. You go up, and can you kind of lead us up to what's going on now? It's family shows, so we're not going to be gratuitous in things. We're not going to use language, you know, because we want parents to be able to hear and know what's going on without any of that. But can you kind of lead us up to what made you show up at this guy's house that you showed up with here 2 weeks ago?
Okay, so basically, I was talking to the guy for literally not even 48 hours. Like, in 2 days, it took me about 3 hours worth of communicating with this guy on a dating app. And I was posing as a 15-year-old minor. And he was consistently talking sexual. I, before anything was said, I let him know my age. I told him I had to lie and say that I was 18 to be on the dating app, but I had to be honest with him that I was only 15, but this is the only way that I can hook up with that because my family didn't know my situation. Anyways, so he continued to talk, and usually if they're not into this, what they would do is they would block you and report you immediately, block and report takedown. He continued to talk to me, and almost immediately, the conversation turned sexual, and he sent me a picture of himself standing in front of a plane. Now, at the moment, I didn't realize that the uniform that he had on was a DHS uniform, because it was a small picture, and I hadn't looked at it on my computer yet. I was doing this off of my phone. So I got the plane in the background, and it had the license number to the plane that he pilots part-time. And he actually sent what he thought was a child his location of work, or what used to be his location of work. And then he said, so what are you doing this evening? And I was like, no, I don't have any plans. He invited me over for dinner. So I told him that, it was fine, you know, but what did he want to do, you know? And he just consistently was talking sexual. So I don't want to get into the gravity of what he said. Anybody who watches the video will see, you know, the things that he told to a child, what he thought was a child. But
yes,
I went over to confront him because he actually, okay, the weird thing is first he gave me his correct address. When I passed by the house, I saw four cars that were law enforcement, three unmarked vehicles and one Florida Highway Patrol vehicle. I said, this can't be right. I'm being captured.
Yeah. Guys have to, Vince, hold on a second. I just want to set people up for what's going on. The whole family seems to be law enforcement.
Yes.
And so this is not just one guy. You're going to see there, as far as I'm concerned, Vince, on this video, there's multiple crimes committed from people who didn't want to deal with it.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt there. I just want people to understand what's coming.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But definitely, I feel the same way. So I passed by the house, and I looked at the address again, and GPS was saying that was the house. So I sent him a text message, and I was like, oh, I'm not too far. Can you tell me the address again? And he sent me a different address. He did that twice. Well, on the second address that he sent me that was different, he told me it was actually two houses down but across the street. The guy, when I knocked on his door, told me, oh, no, Eric lives right there. And he pointed at the house with all the police cars. So I texted him again from a burner cell. And I told him, look, I can't be playing games. It's getting cold and I need to go home. And he was at that point, I guess he was afraid. He was like, no, I don't want to, I can't do anything, blah, 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 blah. But he had already committed the felonies. The felonies were committed. He had already groomed this child. He had already enticed himself. So I told him, okay, well, then do you think I can just give you a hug since I've been waiting out here for 3.5 hours? Mind you, he thought this was a child that was just sitting around on the street for 3.5 hours.
Mm.
So I got him to actually come out of his house, and my jaw dropped when he actually walked out of that house with the three unmarked police cars and the state trooper car. So I immediately walked up to him, and I turned on my body cam. I turned on the flash that I have on my camera, and that's when the confrontation started. So
okay, now when you had the conversation, you actually told him, and people can see this again, Florida Ped Chaser on YouTube. They can actually see that he knew exactly why you were there. You asked him, you know why I'm here, and he goes, yeah, I know why you're here. And he starts, he's kind of cool and collected at first. And then you start addressing, and he actually goes at one point, man, to try to make you out like somehow you were the one committing the crime against him.
Exactly.
Instead of what he had done. And what happens with that? Because eventually you find out he's not just, you know, some older guy hanging out in the neighborhood here. He actually works for the Department of Homeland Security. He's a member of the bomb squad.
Yeah, he searches. He works with the canines, and he works with the bomb squad division for DHS at the airport.
Yep. All right. So, hang on for me, Vince. We got to take a break here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump has issued a statement hitting President Joe Biden and the weak sanctions on Russia, saying the country has become very rich, causing oil prices to rise exponentially. Trump claimed in a statement issued by his Political Action Committee, Save America, that there was no reason that the situation in Ukraine should have happened at all, and said that the sanctions issued against Russia are weak and insignificant compared to gaining total control over Ukraine. In the statement, Trump also pointed out that oil prices are continuing to rise and the U.S. was energy independent under the Trump administration. After two helicopter crashes on beaches over the weekend, today two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near a Utah ski resort during a Utah National Guard training exercise. No crew members were hurt in the accident near the Snowbird Ski Resort, and the National Guard said in a Twitter that both UH-60 helicopters were badly damaged. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is preparing another set of masking guidelines, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to states very soon. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, is expected to announce masking guidelines Wednesday at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing. At this time, nothing has been finalized yet, but the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are needed or not. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of a Colorado web designer who is opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. The latest clash to become before the court involving claims of religious liberty and state laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court said in its brief on the decision, it will be deciding the question of whether applying public accommodation laws to compel an artist to speak violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to make a comment, you got a question here for our guest, Florida Pet Chaser Vince. And Vince, sorry about that. I saw the time, and I was trying to keep up with my cards a little bit here as to what the time was, so we run over a little bit in there. But, okay, so let's get back to this story. The guy's name is Eric Zugin. I'm assuming the D is silent there. And he works for a Southwest Florida International Airport for Homeland Security in the Bomb Squad Division in Fort Myers, Florida. And so you're talking with him, and you ask him, what do you do? And he tells you all this stuff. How does that strike you? Are you really shocked over that? Or
I was stunned when he said that. So what had happened was, the whole time I thought he was a pilot. That's what he told me. And he's like, I said, so you're a pilot, right? He said, no, actually, I work for the Department of Homeland Security. And literally, it hit me like a sack of rocks. I was like, oh, my God. Wow. I couldn't believe it. But at the same time, I was already wondering why there were so many law enforcement vehicles in front of the house. So, yeah, it was shocking when I heard that, and it was also disgusting because these are the people who represent our country, who defend, you know, who protect our country, and this guy was such a discrimination for that, and I
it broke my heart at the same time, honestly. I mean,
but no, and I think I could sense some of that in what you had to say to him regarding what his job is supposed to be. And, but you know, Vince, I got to tell you, let's just make reference to the U.S. Constitution. In the Fourth Amendment, it says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, every TSA agent at the airport, every one of them violates that a million times a day, so they're already lawbreakers. We already know that that within the branch of the Department of Defense and scattering on down, there's no doubt they're demoralizing the people there by allowing them to watch child porn. We had 5,000 of them busted during Obama. Nothing was done. Oh, we gonna let them watch? Yeah, sure. So why we shouldn't be surprised when these guys are doing it. But the problem is you're wanting something more than just to expose them. So let's get to that in just a little bit. What happens after he tells you that he works for the Department of Homeland Security?
I was shocked, and it threw me back. And I told him, okay. So he also told me he was ex-law enforcement after that, that he on a state level. So I asked him, I said, okay, you're telling me that you work for the Department of Homeland Security and you're ex-law enforcement, and you don't believe that any felonies were committed, that there was no crimes committed? And he tries to lie and say, oh, there was nothing sexual. So I screenshot everything immediately. So if one of the perpetrators tried to delete the messages, I have them stored already for law enforcement. And so I started going over the chat logs with him. And, like, all this guy kept mentioning was, oh, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, my God, my job. He never once mentioned remorse at all for what he would have done to this child. That destroys a child's life. I've seen it firsthand. Some of them end up prostituting. Some of them end up on drugs really bad. And it's horrible, man. And this guy, that totally went right over his head, and all he was thinking about was his job at the moment. And that's another thing that made me extremely angry, but I had to keep my composure at the same time. And so that's when I was telling him, yo, what are you doing? You know, you're ex-law enforcement. And I went over the chat logs and I showed him exactly what he said so he can see that I had everything saved. And that's, I think, when it started sinking in. And he starts trying to, at first he was fake crying, because if you watch the video, you'll see him. He starts bawling like a baby. He starts trying to make me feel bad about him because he's going to lose his job, God forbid. All he was worried about was his job and his pension. Okay, so I gave him an option. I said, look, you can call your, because I wanted him to be held accountable. And my plan was I wanted him to report himself so that nobody can say that anything was manipulated on the video at the same time I was recording, so that if anything like what happened went down, I would have proof of it. And I had him call his boss at Homeland Security.
Let me ask you, because he called him G, and it sounded to me like the guy said his name is Gerard. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Gerard, yeah.
Okay.
But I knew it was the boss because it said GTSA manager, and if I know you've seen the video. So I didn't know, because he called him G, and I didn't know they were on a buddy-buddy first, like, nickname basis. So I told him, can I ask him something? And he put the phone in my face, and I said, hey, do you work with the Department of Homeland Security? He said, yes. I said, okay, your coworker needs to say something. He needs to explain something to you. So Eric starts trying to mumble out little words, and first he tries to tell his boss, this guy told me he was 18, but he turned out to be 15, and I had to clarify that. He thought that I wouldn't understand what he was trying to do. And I was like, look, your friend got caught up trying to have sex with a minor, a 15-year-old minor. And that's, I told him the whole story of what had happened, and he's crying in the background. And when it was all said and done, when I explained to him, like, in detail what was going to happen if I wouldn't have showed up, if a child would have showed up, what would have happened to that child, he said, hey, Eric, tell this effer to go F off and call the cops.
Yep.
And I was, again.
Yeah, guys, that is the supervisor of Eric, the guy that Vince busted. Okay. That's the supervisor, and he says it right on there. And,
yeah.
So you had to take another route because that guy wasn't going to do anything. So you had to take another route. So you said, let's see if we can hold you accountable with somebody else. Who did you suggest?
I suggested his son, which was a Florida Highway Patrol state trooper. And now, I don't want to slander anybody, but...
Sure, I get it.
His son did have a duty to report, mandatory report of the crime that I brought to the tent. So he goes in. I tell him, okay, listen, you got a choice. Because I had already did my research on him. I knew his daughter was in law enforcement, and I knew his son was in law enforcement. And I told him, look, you have a choice. Call your daughter, or you can go in there and you can call your son, and you can tell him to come out, and we need to see. And I want you to tell him the truth. So he starts bawling, and at this point, I see the tears coming out. It's like his whole career, his life, everything was flashing before his eyes. So he goes in, and I tell him, do me a favor, don't pass the threshold of your door. Just call him. That way I know you don't grab any kind of weapons. And he did. And he called his son, and his son came out. So his son comes out, and I asked him, was that his father? He said yes. And I asked him if he was a state trooper, and he said yes. And that's when I broke down what happened, you know, what the whole situation was. His son didn't even look shocked, for one.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, that's when I started thinking, yo, what is going on here? You know, there's something really suspect going on in this house, you know? And also in the video, somebody who I don't know who it was, but they must have heard what was going on because he tells somebody, hey, can you grab that out the oven for me? And the next thing I know, there's somebody that got into a white truck, but I was so into the moment confronting this predator that I didn't get to catch who that person was, and they hit the road as fast as they could. So
yeah, we're coming up on a break here, Vince, so hang on for me. But I want people to understand, as somebody who watched the video, even when you told the son is he's a state trooper, for goodness sake, okay?
Yeah.
And you guys out there, you remember when I was doing some reporting on some corruption in Southwest Florida? We couldn't get the governor to do anything about it, the attorney general, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. We couldn't get them to do anything about the guy, okay? And I think this is why. I think there is cover-ups that go on, and they allow these people to do it because they can control them to get what they want in the end. Vince, hang on. Guys, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be back on the other side with the final segment. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Now, the scriptures don't even talk about this kind of stuff. I mean, it gets to the issue of sodomy, where God's turned people over. And this is something I want you people to catch. This man was not after a little girl. He was after a little boy. I mean, there's a perversion here that has many facets to it. And Jesus, some of you guys think he's this kind of effeminate dude who was, you know, on the scene in his robes and stuff. This was a guy who made cords and he drove the money changers out of the temple. This is a guy who says, if you're even thinking about some of the stuff of what this guy texted to what he thought was a 15-year-old boy, you should just take a millstone, hang it around your neck, and go jump in the ocean. That would be better for you than to offend one of the little ones, all right? There's also something else. You know, Vince, and by the way, you can check him out at Florida Ped Chaser, P-D-C-H-A-S-E-R, on YouTube, and you can see the video for yourself there. He was talking about how Eric was crying, but all he was worried about was his job. Three or four times I counted, oh, I'm going to lose my job, I'm going to lose my – wasn't worried about what his reputation was with his family. Wasn't worried about offending God and breaking his moral law. Wasn't worried about, you know, anything else except I'm going to lose my job. Here's what Paul says about such things. When he wrote to the Corinthians, he said, for though I made you sorry with a letter, I did not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly sorrow, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For a godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world, what we saw in that, worketh death. You're even saying yourself, Vince, there, that what you saw was, this guy's basically sorry he got caught and of the consequences of what he's going to have, but he's not really sorry for what he did. Am I getting that straight?
Exactly. Yeah. He's just sorry about his job and about his pension. That's all he's worried about. Anybody who watches the video, I'm sure you'll feel 100% the same way. I mean,
yeah.
This guy is a scumbag, and that's all I can say about it. It still gives me chills thinking about it. Like, and it's sad, you know. There's so many more out here, you know. And
I get it. Well, let's I want to get into some of the other things that you've done, because you've got some other videos here. But what I want to do is, look, we don't want to just give people information. Guys, you can make a difference in this matter. Now, you've told me, if I understood correctly, have they arrested him, or have they told you they're getting to arrest him, getting ready to arrest him?
He's pending charges right now. It's in the DA's hands. They're figuring out what charges they want to press on him.
Let me add something to that. The DA down there is Amira Fox. For those of you who remember when I was reporting, Amira was the one kind of covering for everybody, and she doesn't want to. She's like her boss before her, they don't want to take on any kind of case unless it's a slam dunk for them. That's the only way they want to do it. They don't want to do work for it. They're going to do it if it's a slam dunk, if there's, or, you know, something like that. That's the only way they want to do it. You can call her office and tell her you heard about this, reference Vince's video, give them the link for it. Call the number there and leave that information and tell her you want this prosecuted. This guy is confessing to everything on here. He is doing it. 239-533-1000. 239-533-1000. I'm going to do a little archive of the show, even though we didn't get to do the video today. I'll have that in there. On top of that, you need to call the Department of Homeland Security. The number is 239-590-4800. 239-590-4800, and you need to let them know to watch that video, and you want something done about Gerard, who is Eric's boss, who basically wanted to make Vince out like he's the criminal and he needed the cops on it. I think Gerard needs a lesson in what it means to uphold the law, the position that he's in. All right, Vince, is there anything you want to say about this one? Because I want to ask you some questions about some other stuff that you've done.
No, you can go ahead.
Okay. All right. So now that was 2 weeks ago. You've already seen some movement on that. You've got several videos on here. You've got a live catch gamer pred. You've got a German here. You've got Gumby looking pred that you called him. Escape artist cat. You've got several videos on here. How many of these people have you been involved in outing? And then how many of them have you seen out of the ones you've outed? How many of you have seen brought to some, you know, I hate, you and I talked about this, about prison system. I don't think it's a justice system at all. I think it's an injustice to everybody all the way around. But what at least everybody else might say, they're at least caught and they're off the street. Let's put it that way. It's not really justice. How many of those have you seen that actually apply to?
Actually, right now, three of them are pending charges. They haven't arrested any on site. I don't know why this county does not arrest on site. I'm handing them the case on a silver platter, and they will not arrest on site. But if two of them, the Gumby Fred and the Homeland Security, is in major crimes unit, and those two are in the DA's hands, and the first one that I caught, he came from Orlando. That one is still being investigated by Special Victims Unit. The rest,
unfortunately, I have no information, and they won't give me any information right now at the moment.
Okay. Now, would you say, Vince, that if you were caught on camera and you were confronted and you were saying, yes, I did that, yes, I did that, even if you're making excuses about others to try to cover it, you were admitting to what you're being confronted with, how long do you think you would be left out there for them to decide whether or not they're going to charge you?
They'd probably arrest me immediately. I mean, honestly, yeah, it's sad to say, you know, I do have a few tattoos, but I was young and dumb, you know, I've changed my life, and I probably would be arrested on site just because, you know, I have tattoos. That's just the way it is out here. It's sad to say.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Now, how long have you been actually doing this? I see your videos go back about a month or so, at least what I see on here. Well, no, that's actually, I guess that's your latest. How long have you been doing all this?
I've been doing it on YouTube for going on 3 months now. But like I said, okay, before I even knew that people did this in different states, I was doing it in Miami, you know, just helping to clean the streets. You know, because there's a lot of these people out there. And I was doing it probably for about a little more than a year and off camera, you know. And like I said, when I found out people were getting the video, I said, wow, that's perfect. That's a great way to get the evidence, you know, and definitely get some convictions off of it, you know. Even if it's not anything, at least get them on the registry. You know what I mean? That's something, you know. That way people are aware of who their neighbors are, you know?
Yep. I think that's great. You know, I got wind of what you did here through Brian over at High Impact Flicks, and he was commenting on, I watched the whole thing last night. And I didn't realize I would have you on the show today, but I was just thinking everything he was saying, I was thinking it right along as he was going through the video. And one of the things he said was, you know, I think last night your video had about 3,600. I put it in with the Morning Show archive. It's got like 4,900 now. And
wow.
And like Brian's had 11 or more thousand. And one thing Brian said, it's stuff like this that should be trending so that people demand justice, rather than all this foolish stuff that we get tossed all the time that brings no justice, it makes people stupid, and then we don't guard our liberties because we don't bring justice. We got just a little under a minute, so I'm going to give you a chance, Vance, for a final word, a quick word, and then plug your YouTube.
Okay. First of all, I want to give a quick shout-out to Brian for helping me expose the creep, and I want to give you guys a shout-out. I really appreciate the time. You guys taking with the story for me. And I also, not only I have my channel on YouTube, you can follow me on IG, it's Florida_PedSpacer. That's where I usually give up-to-date information, details on what's going on with the cases. And if anybody would like to help donate, because this is pricey with equipment and gas, it's $ Florida Pet Spacer on Cash App. $
All right, thank
Florida
you, Vince.
Hey, thank you, brother.
We appreciate you, man.
I appreciate
all right,
you, too.
Catch you guys in the morning, 6 a.m., bright and early, Lord willing. Talk to you then. See ya.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.